Airport Air Service Development Manager Joel Neville joining me now on the KRDO Newsline. Joel, thank you so much for joining us here on Monday afternoon. And there's a lot of excitement at the Colorado Springs Airport, starting with the big announcement from United just on Friday that more service is coming in and out of the Springs.
Right. Thanks for having me, and glad to be here. We are excited. United just announced a significant schedule enhancement at Colorado Springs Airport starting February 11th. United's going to increase its service to 11 daily nonstop flights from Colorado Springs, operating with both mainline and regional aircraft. That's increasing seats versus last year by about 9%. They're also going to relaunch Colorado Springs to Los Angeles service nonstop starting February 12th. That was suspended due to COVID, but that's coming back. So we're really, really excited about that. Overall, their schedule will have six daily flights to Denver with connections worldwide, Chicago O'Hare, Houston Intercontinental Airport with two daily flights, and then, of course, Los Angeles. And the great thing about United service is once you fly to one of those four hubs, you can easily connect one stop worldwide on United Airlines.
Exactly. And this announcement has some pretty convenient timing, as well as the airport's getting ready for another major carrier to move into the airport coming up this March. And we've seen some pictures out of the airport on social media that construction's already underway to help welcome Southwest here to the Springs.
Right. This announcement by United came right on the heels of the Southwest announcement, so we're really taking off in the first quarter. Southwest construction at the airport started early January, and it's going to wrap up by the 1st of March. They're installing new ticket counters, installation of gate podiums, boarding elements, electrical and IT work, signage, and baggage service offices. So if you're out at the airport, you'll probably see some construction going on. Again, the service launch for Southwest is March 11th, and that's to five nonstop markets with 13 daily flights, over 1,800 seats.
And we know the old adage says rising tide lifts all ships, and in this case, getting more and more competition in could help keep those fares low and make it that much more competitive to fly out of the Springs.
That is correct. Usually as capacity goes up, fares stay down, and so that's going to make it more convenient for customers to stay here in Colorado Springs, fly to Colorado Springs Airport, not have to drive to Denver.
Exactly. And what else besides that great announcement from United and the preparations for Southwest, what else is going on right now at the airport?
So we're really busy with a lot of things. Obviously, on the air service development side, we're continuously looking for additional air service opportunities, working with our airline partners, trying to make the service more convenient for our customers. But then also, as we see the passenger volumes rising in 2021, you know, we're taking a hard look at things like TSA, the way we, you know, design our lines going into TSA, so make it so it's more convenient for our customers and shorter wait times.
And those shorter wait times are the key. And I think no matter what you do, unless you maybe set up the gates over at the old airport, I don't think you can get any longer waits than driving to Denver. So no matter what we do here in the Springs, it'll definitely be a much better wait time overall.
Yeah. And one thing to keep in mind, even with these service enhancements, our capacity and numbers have been down year over year. But with these enhancements from United and Southwest coming on board, you know, we expect our numbers and employments to be roughly in line with where they were pre-COVID. So we're able to handle these volumes pretty well.
That is great news. Again, so much to look forward to in the coming months. Joel Neville with the Springs Airport, thank you so much for joining us here on KRDO's Afternoon News.
Thank you very much.
We have another check of traffic and weather together. How is the roads holding up? Will that snow continue to move in? We have all those answers still ahead right here on KRDO's Afternoon News.